Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are in process of developing a whole series of techniques which will enable the controlling oligarchy to get people actually to love their servitude. People can be made to enjoy a state of affairs which, by any decent standard, they ought not to enjoy.
Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning.
Too many kids are what's making the planet worse.
A lot of these kids come from bad gene pools. They don't have stable parents making good decisions.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Fluoride in water is supposed to fight tooth decay, but could it also cause cancer?
For a while, the government had the right under U.S. law to conduct secret testing on the American public under specific conditions.
We have to work the dark side, or we're going to spend time in the shadows.
Any attempt to achieve world order must be the work of the devil. Well, join me. I'm glad to sit here at the right hand of Satan.
It's a need for a new world order. Someday, in the next few years, a solution will emerge.
Go to Jay in Florida. Jay, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex, no problem. Unfortunately, I'm laid up at home with a bad back, so I can't afford the hold today. But I really enjoy your show. I think you're doing great work, and just keep it up. I have a suggestion and a question.
Go ahead.
The suggestion, I don't know if you caught Jesse Ventura Monday night on Hannity and Combs.
No.
Did you catch that at all?
No, I didn't.
Pretty good. He was talking about how the government's fascist. You know, he's going back and forth with Sean Hannity, and he sounds good. My suggestion to you, Alex, is maybe you, because you talk to him, maybe you can become some kind of a 9/11 consultant to him and get him brushed up a little bit, because he seems a bit nervous and he kind of fumbles a little bit with the information. Seemed like he was doing that a little bit with the Howard Stern interview as well. I was wondering what your thoughts
were. I think he did a great job. I mean, he's seen all my major films on 9/11. I talked to him last week. He was asking me different questions and asking me what I thought of different. I don't want to get into private discussions. The point is, he's a smart guy.
Right.
And the first film he got was Terror Storm.
Mm-hmm.
And First Edition. And then I talked to him again about 8-9 months later, and he said, yeah, I'm looking into it more. My son wants me to watch Loose Change. He saw that. Then he bought, as he said here on air, more than a dozen books.
Mm-hmm.
His words were more than a dozen, and he read them on the subject. He's reading an advanced copy of the new book that's being worked on by David Ray Griffin.
Right.
To write a foreword to that. And so he is really immersing himself, almost to the point where he probably has too much info. I have that same feeling on 9/11.
Right.
When I'm on these interviews, like, what do you cover next? How do you have time with them interrupting you? I mean, you're on these shows. You got two hosts. You're on national TV. A lot of times you're in a studio with a camera aimed at you 2,000 miles away from them with an earbud, with a second delay. And so it's easy to second-guess people. I think a few months ago that Hannity and Combs interview he did was just absolutely amazing, one of the best I've ever seen. I didn't see this one. I thought the Howard Stern was pretty powerful. He fumbled on PNAC, but, you know, he's like 60 years old or about to be. I mean, he's a smart guy, and you know, that's the bottom line there, and he's going to be at the Ron Paul event. So I wonder how the Ron Paulites square that. Most of them are truthers, but the leadership doesn't want to get into that politically. I mean, you heard Benton. Ron Paul talks about Galt the Tonkin staged events here on air, but Benton won't even go there. They're trying to play it safe.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. You like being a puppet, sir. You like being a puppet for the New World Order.
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
You need to
sit
down.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job. How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of life.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Red Beckman joining us in 55 minutes. Let's get to your calls throughout the shower. I'm going to take a ton of them. Dave in Ohio, you're on the air.
How's it going, Alex?
Good, sir.
Hello. Alex.
Yes, sir. You're on the air worldwide.
Oh, how you doing today, sir?
Good.
Good. I just want to thank you for everything that you're doing, man, and you're doing a bang-up job. I've been following the stories on the cops. You know, the one that the kid got tased 19 times, you know, broken back, unconscious. And I followed, seen the other video with the New York cops beating the guy on the ground with a metal baton. I don't know if you had heard or not, but there was a story I had seen this morning from Lima, Ohio. The SWAT team had raided a house of a guy that was supposedly to be a known drug dealer, okay? They had went in and there was a woman in there holding her one-year-old son, and they shot her in the neck and the chest. The boy was hit, and his finger was amputated, and the SWAT officer said that he couldn't see in the hallway what it was, but the forensics had shown that she was actually, the angle of the bullet, that she was actually on her knees, probably leaning forward. And he's only being charged with negligent homicide.
Yeah, I've got the story. Lima police officer takes stand in own defense and fatal shooting trial. That happened a few months ago, and they shot the baby, and they admitted they just fired into the dark. They shoot first, ask questions later. If a chihuahua, and I see this all the time in the news, runs up barking, they go ahead and cap it. I have been at houses in Austin where the Austin SWAT team, I've gone and covered it in the aftermath, blood everywhere, and they'll just bust in a chained-up lab will bark, and they shoot it, spray bullets into babies' cribs. Thank God in the Austin case didn't kill the baby. There was another case last week where they went into a house fired their guns, didn't shoot anybody, but then pepper sprayed the baby. And it's just, they've created mad dog killer arms. They're radically expanding them with federal grants. They're now militarizing just your average beat cops, and it's a huge military gear up against the American people. Meanwhile, you have organized crime, Russian gangs, but predominantly, and I'm not picking on the Mexicans, it's just that's what it is, MS-13 and other groups killing cops, firebombings, Los Zetas, Mexican paramilitary, killing law enforcement, and nothing's done. It's just covered up. So it's not about the officer's safety. It's about letting the slaves know that we are owned by them. And, yeah, the officer is being charged with very, reduced charges, and it's disgusting.
Yeah, I mean, he's only facing maybe 8 months in jail if convicted of both crimes.
Well, killing a woman who's unarmed and shooting a baby is an A-OK thing.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to make that point and just hope you guys cover that more, and I know I will be.
Absolutely. All right, thank you. Now, it's disgusting. I'm here reading the story. And I was already aware of it, but just refreshing my memory. And I don't go around looking for these stories. They're just everywhere. And half the time I'll be at home at night researching, and I can't even read another one or watch another video. It's not like, oh, goody, I get to bash the cops. It's like, man, I want to be on their side. I want them to stop what they're doing. I want this to quit. It doesn't help us to be in fights with the police. It doesn't help the American people to hate the police. But what are you going to do? It doesn't help the police to be our enemies. It's not going to help us to have some bloody war with them or some civil war. It'll only help the New World Order. And it's just they're going to keep pushing and pushing and pushing. And then the average cop who is just out responding to burglaries or to alarms or bank robberies or liquor store heist or changing people's tires, I still see that occasionally, or out raising revenue. I mean, look at the statistics, police. And you can pull them up for yourself. They're different in every state, but they're similar. You have a much better chance of being killed in a car accident or being hit by traffic than you do by being killed by somebody, being shot or stabbed. But police are just scared to death of citizens. I was driving down the highway yesterday here in Austin, and I saw a state police officer about a half mile ahead of me. But I got really good eyes, and it was 360 going down a big hill. And I saw him way ahead pull out behind, I think it was a red Sunbird. One of those little convertibles. And there were these two old women. By the time I got up closer, I saw this happen. By the time I got to him a half mile ahead, he was out of his car and walked up to him. He had his hand on his gun. He was acting all paranoid. His body language was like he was sneaking up on Genghis Khan or Osama bin Laden. It's ridiculous. They're in just a state of panicked fear of the citizenry. Meanwhile, I see motorcycle cops every day on Austin highways, hanging their butts out in the highway. And then the citizenry all nicely try to get over and go around them. But sometimes you'll go around a turn and there's a motorcycle cop or a cop with his butt hanging out in the road. I mean, you know, if you're going to be afraid of something that really threatens you, okay, more than people with guns. Let's go ahead and talk to Harold in New York. You're on the air.
Yeah. I called you last week about my story about the Boyd Graves. Remember?
Yes, AIDS and...
Yeah,
I
wanted to finish it, but I knew you had to take a lot of calls. But, the day I told my cousin that, right, I swear to God to you, I swear to God, I'm going to show you the letters because I have wrote...
No, sir, I believe you, but listen, that's probably just an Army helicopter flying around scanning houses for marijuana grow lice. Everybody gets scanned. They didn't send a helicopter to intimidate you because you told your family member that the government engineered AIDS.
Listen. I've had people put bags next to me, and I had to move away real quick, and then they would go get the bag real quick. I swear to God.
Well, you may have had local police trying to set you up. That does happen. It's turned out that more than a third of people on death row are completely innocent. And look, I appreciate your call. I got to move on, Holland, or Harold. I appreciate your call. John in Wyoming, you're on the air.
Alex?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we have a gentleman here, Dr. Michael Holland, who is a friend of Ron Paul's, who is running for the lone Wyoming congressional House seat.
It's funny, I just called Harold Holland, and then I go to you and you bring up somebody named Holland.
Yeah, Dr. Michael P. Holland, and he is just as well-informed and brilliant as Ron Paul is, and I've known Ron Paul for 36 years and supported him for all that time. And he is running, and our primary is coming up in less than 2 weeks here in Wyoming. And he was on a local talk show, a radio talk show here by telephone hookup yesterday. And boy, oh boy, besides my call, everybody was calling in and saying just how great he was because he knows all about the Federal Reserve and the New World Order and all of the hanky-panky that's going on with our corrupt federal government. And he is the only true constitutional conservative we have running in this race of either party. He's running on the Republican platform, but he's running against about three other well-financed people, you know, insider Republican Party stooges. But we're going to be supporting him and doing the best we can. And meanwhile, back on June 29th, the local paper here in Cheyenne, the Wyoming Tribune Eagle, published my letter to the editor where I lambasted Bush and Cheney on their phony war on terror. And I pointed out about Presidential Directive 51 and Presidential Directive 59 and this and that on and how the TSA body scanners examine the most intimate part of your private parts before you're allowed to board the plane, and how they're loaded onto a hard drive to create a database and all kinds of interesting things there. And meanwhile, of course, they leave the borders wide open for any terrorist to walk across the border anytime they want to, while treating Americans as terrorists, particularly if you're an old lady and you walk onto an aircraft with a nail clipper.
Well, this is another example of your earlier comment about solutions. There isn't a magic bullet, a silver bullet. Writing letters to the editor. Maybe you write 10 before they publish one, but then thousands see it. Or going on newspaper, take the Houston Chronicle, millions of readers. You can go comment in any of their stories. You can put websites up. You can educate thousands that are reading it online. I mean, we have to invade cyberspace, invade talk radio, invade the print papers. We have to go speak before city councils and county commissioners. And this is how we're doing it. And we have the majority. We just have to go out and engage in the information war, and you're doing that.
You bet. And that's another thing, too, is, by the way, there's a new book that's out that I'm reading. I'm about 68% through the book. It's called All Hands Down, The True Story of the Soviet Attack on the USS Scorpion. Because I, not long after I was discharged from the submarine service in early January 1968, of course, the Scorpion went down, and for 40 years, the government has been lying and saying, oh, it was just a bad overhaul in the shipyard, when in fact it was a Russian torpedo that sank the Scorpion with 99 men aboard, thanks to the help of that spy, John Walker, who sold out America to the Russians for a price. And this is a fascinating book, recommended reading. It's by Kenneth Sewell.
Okay, listen, I appreciate your call, John. Ann in Iowa, you're on the air.
I'm a longtime listener.
Welcome, Ann.
And I subscribed to your Prison Planet a couple weeks ago, and I sure would encourage everybody to do that if you want more Alex, everybody. I want to hear more about S-1959, while we can still talk, the violent radicalization and homegrown terrorism.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's, I mean, they've had hearings where they put 9/11 truth groups up to Al-Qaeda training tapes and said they need to prepare to find out what needs to be banned in America, what speech needs to be banned, and it's just more of the secret police apparatus that's growing up around us. They can't have the American people exposing that they're terrorists. They can't have us exposing their drug-dealing criminals, money-laundering criminals, child-trafficking criminals. And look, it's too late for them. It's over, criminals. You've been exposed. You're illegitimate. The jig's up. Come out with your hands up.
Right. Now we have the unclassified Army regulation, civilians inmate labor program, so that we can continue to provide them with cost avoidance.
Yep, slave labor.
You said, sir, prison planet.
That's it. It is a prison planet. We appreciate you and your membership there for 15 cents a day. That pays for a lot of what we do. In fact, it pays for the whole Internet side of the operation. So prisonplanet.tv, you can, not just more Alex, all the other films we've posted there, all the other information, all 19 of my films, hundreds of TV reports, hundreds, really thousands of interviews now. It's been up for more than 4 years, prisonplanet.tv, and it just gets better every day. We'll be right back.
Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terror, Loose Change, Final Cut, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, The Late Great USA, America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S., though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice. All nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com. The message of his kingdom.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune. As long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at IDStronghold.com.
IDStronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
Ted Anders from Midas, June 31st, 2008. Gold, 919, 70-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $946.05, $466.05 for half, $233.03 for quarter. That's $946.05, $466.05, and $233.03. Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast out on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For those that don't know, I want to recap
so many things going on.
An important tidbit from earlier in the radio show today. Had Jesse Benton on from Ron Paul's campaign to tell us he's going to make a big announcement on this radio show next Monday. So he'll be on next Monday with us instead of today. He's up on the Hill. A lot of crazy things are going on with legislation. The big news was, and I'd heard rumblings of this, Jesse Ventura will be one of the big speakers at the three-day event they're having, the parallel convention they're having up in Minneapolis-St. Paul. I'll be speaking about liberty and freedom and how the country's going into fascism. So really the headline, we're going to put a blurb out, should be Jesse Ventura joins the Ron Paul revolution. And, you know, we'll be there as one of the main featured speakers, along with a lot of other big musical guests and others that are to be announced. So that is an important piece of info for everybody, and we're excited that we can break that news here for you. Jesse Ventura, who's just been coming out big time for 9/11 Truth and so much more. Let's go ahead and talk to Rod in Oregon. Rod, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
Hey, great job again. Appreciate everything you're doing as well. Hey, there's over 1,000 subjects we could talk about, but one thing that's been gnawing at me for the last week is what in the world is going on with this Karl Rove scenario? I mean, here this guy's got indictments out on him, apparently, or whatever, and four people go in to try and make a citizen's arrest, and they arrest these people and haul them off to jail, and then they have this indictment against a senator up in Alaska, and they're trying to nail him to the wall. And that, I mean, doesn't this wake people up? But of course, you don't hear this in the mainstream media, of course, so most people don't even have a clue what's going on. But here's somebody.
By the way, we're lining up Dr. Nick Begich or his brother, the former mayor of Anchorage, who's running against Senator Ted Stevens, who's been indicted for making false statements about money that he was paid. And Ted Stevens is the guy that wants to just completely kill the Internet. So this is another example of them eating their own. But going back to the example of Karl Rove, he's been indicted in one case. The Congress is citing him for contempt, which is a felony, and he just doesn't care. He could care less. He does whatever he wants, and this is another example of the executive branch out of control. Nixon had to step down over his executive abuses. And then he tried to say, well, things that are illegal aren't illegal when the president does it. Yes, they are. You're not above the law. And that when the government claims it is above the law, that's called tyranny, and you get revolutions out of that.
Yeah, and here's Pelosi, and she turned around and said, well, I don't know about this. I'll have to decide this next month or the next 6 months down the road or whatever. I mean, it's just insane.
Well, when the elite were secured 10, 20 years ago, they would fight with each other and have more open political partisanship. But now that they're desperate and have the wagon circled against the American people, you're not going to see them get out of lockstep. And, yeah, look at Nancy Pelosi. Sent there to impeach Bush, sent there to end the war, and it actually is expanding.
Well, I didn't realize this before, but I guess from what I read that she's also a member of the Council of Foreign Relations, and that explained everything to me.
And her daughter has been paid money by the Republican Party to produce films about Bush.
Mm-hmm.
Look, it's total mafia. It's total mafia. The Democrats want all these new police state powers. They want this powerful executive, which will now be coupled with a Democratic House and Senate, and a court that will go along with anything. And so people think things are bad now. Just get ready.
Absolutely.
And then suddenly
yeah.
Republicans will see all the corruptions and will be lifting me and others on their shoulders. That is Republican grassroots that have said I'm the devil.
It gets better. The hits just keep on coming.
Absolutely. When we've said it's not partisan. George Bush is a puppet. The Democrats are puppets. It's about the new world order. Appreciate your call, Rod. Dean in Canada, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Alex. I've got a bit of an important news to relay to the rest of the listeners out there. Last evening in Manitoba, on board a Greyhound bus from Brandon to Portage-la-Prairie, a man in his early 20s, without any warning, attacked another. He was sitting right next to her, who happened to be asleep listening to his headphones. The attacker... according to all eyewitness accounts, stabbed the man without any warning, without any provocation, and after everyone evacuated the bus after pulling
Stay
over...
Stay there. I want to hear more about this after this quick break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Don't forget the websites, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, TruthNews.us. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When I learned that the accumulation of acidic waste was the likely cause of my painful joints, lack of energy, and weight gain, I knew I would have to change to a more alkaline diet, but it just seemed so difficult. Then a friend suggested I try a Jupiter Water Ionizer from SnyderHealth.com and detox my body even before I changed my diet by drinking alkaline ionized water. Drinking water? Now that's something I can handle. The guys at Snyder Health took the time to explain all of the different options and helped me choose the ionizer that was right for me. I use my new Jupiter ionizer for everything, for drinking, for cooking. And since I've been drinking the water, I have more energy, my joint pains are gone, and I already lost 7 pounds, and my skin looks great. Give them a call today at 877-356-2508 to find out which ionizer is right for you. They offer a full 30-day money-back guarantee and free shipping, so there's absolutely no risk. You can visit them on the web at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500. To qualify for the free webcam, WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels sweet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long time.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live.
Midnight Rider.
Continuing with your phone calls, wide open phones. Now, I've been giving each caller about a minute or two. I'm really going to try to get through them fast now. Though you've all got great stories, interesting things to tell, I'm going to try to get as many people as I can before Red Beckman joins us. And we're going to have open phones with him as well. I mean, you never know how long these guys are going to be around, and he's just a real treasure, so he's coming up. Rod in Oregon. Okay, so it's on the news, and I Googled it real fast and didn't find it, but I'm sure it's there. He stabs the man in the neck for no reason. He's listening to headphones. Please continue the story.
Well, at any rate,
During the attack, upon being alerted by the blood-curdling scream, the driver pulled the Greyhound bus over, and as soon as everybody was off, after some struggle with the attacker, who was trying to get off as well, everybody managed to make it off. The bus driver disabled the bus to make sure it couldn't go anywhere and made sure that it was all locked up. And at that point, realizing it had nowhere to go, the attacker proceeded to decapitate the person he had just attacked. Immediately prior to the attack and immediately following the attack, the attacker maintained utter composure, the likes of which you can only expect after waking up. He was utterly emotionless, and he was kept himself pretty much isolated from anybody on board. Now, that's just my opinion, but on top of the call now in the media for registering of large knives, I think that this is just a trial balloon to see how we can be shocked by something like this, and I think this may be a taste of things to come on this side of the border.
Well,
on your side, we're seeing shootings like crazy. Here it's nice because we really don't have them any guns legally.
Well, in England, they brought in masses of third world populations who historically have been disarmed and don't have guns, so they're good with knives. And there have been in England as many as 7 knife murders in a weekend in London. And so the police bring out scanners. They start shaking down old ladies. Again, they disarm the population. They're calling for registering all knives, home inspections. You know, don't arm the people. Don't let the people protect themselves, but, arm the police because they need to protect themselves. By the way, I'm not against that. Just don't tell me I can't defend myself. And, yes, I've seen them call for, you know, restricting knives in Canada. There are psychopaths. There are people who are not mind-controlled through the classical means of it who can do things like that. But I have to tell you, and again, there's even been mainstream TV specials on this, more than 10,000 high school girls and boys, and some were college students, but most high school girls and boys, families would sign their children. It was mainly middle-class families is who they wanted in the 50s, 60s, and 70s for Dr. Ewing Cameron. Now, for those that don't believe this and think it's only in movies and the Manchurian Candidate, no, it's real. This is only one program we know about of hundreds we know about. And then there's still thousands that we know a little bit about. But hundreds of programs, this one program over 30 years, from the 50s into the 70s, we are right up into the early 80s. I believe it stopped about, it was 81. Big university in Canada, I forget the exact one. You can look up Dr. Ewing Cameron, had an entire CIA building, an entire psychiatry building run by Dr. Ewing Cameron and a bunch of U.S. military officers in Canada. You can go pull it up. That shows on it. It's all over mainstream news. And they would take them and first give them electroshock therapy, sometimes hundreds of electroshock therapies, but generally it was only a few dozen, to blank out the memory and the mind. Then for 6 months, and it was a formula, they would, and this is what they developed over years, they would put headphones on, but in a straitjacket, tied to a bed, with a bedpan under you, and then several times a week giving you LSD, PCP, peyote, all three together, other drugs, drugs that cause extreme pain and horror while you're on the hallucinogens. They can give you drugs to make you feel dirty, you know, painful, horrible, frustrated, make you have a really bad trip. While you're wearing a mask for sensory deprivation, your hands are tied in on yourself, hardcore form of torture for months, headphones pumping audio in, of Dr. Ewing Cameron and others saying, you will submit, you will do as this, says, now I'm going to. And then after 6 months of that, you have all these pain triggers where when you hear a certain keyword, that could be any keyword, but they want to make it a couple of words string together that'll never be strung together accidentally so you can't be triggered. Now this is the Chinese/North Korean model they got in the 50s brought here. It was actually an ancient form of Chinese torture where they would do this with drugs and blindfolds and stress positions, but much more. See, I said I take a lot of calls, but this is a key area he just brought up, and I want to educate people on this. And don't believe me, folks. This is too important. Go check it out with keyword searches. You'll find all the mainstream info and declassified church hearing documents, MKUltra coming out, MKNaomi, and others. And so they would then give them a keyword for pain, then a keyword where they would give them a drug, generally opiates, to knock them out and make the pain go away. So now you have a Pavlovian response. You ever seen a woman who's beaten by her husband? Say a waitress comes over and you move quick to get your wallet out and she flinches and puts her hand up. That's a woman who's getting the kicked out of her every week. Well, that's basic Pavlovian, where somebody who's beaten, if somebody raises a hand at them, they flinch. Or somebody who's been in the military who's been in combat, somebody makes a flinch and they attack you and do a judo move and slam you down on your head. You know, there can also be an opposite response. A lot of cops who've seen a lot of action are military. That's why they'll flip out on somebody who makes a wrong move, because they've just been through a lot in their life and they've instinctively, developed ways to protect themselves, and it's like messing with a crocodile. But with women, they found men, they could have some mind control, they could carry out some missions, but they needed to be drugged at the time of the mission for it to be even 90% operation success. They found with women mind control, it was much easier to get near total mind control slaves. This is all declassified. And then after 6 months of torture and audios and stress positions, they would then start giving them keywords for pleasure, keywords for good, and then they would give them over another 6 months a new identity, who they were, a new history of who they were, with audio being pumped in. Now with brain chips and hologram goggles and virtual reality, the torture is a million times worse and more controlled. This is what we know about that came out in the late 70s, early 80s. And we know that there was a mass shooting, and now this was in 99, and the memory, Larry Ashbrook. He goes into a Baptist church during a youth meeting, shoots 20-something people, kills, I think it was 10 of them, then kills him, sits down calmly, sticks the gun in his mouth with total control, and blows the back of his head off. Now, he had been writing the paper and saying, help me, but they thought he was a schizophrenic because there's so many saying this who are just, mentally ill, and aren't under mind control. Or maybe they are. Who knows? He was writing letters saying, help me. He was telling neighbors, and it turned out he'd been in black ops in the Navy, and this came out in the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. And it turned out that neighbors saw him drug out of the house by men and put in vans. Friends, this is over a year period, because he was breaking down, his programming was breaking down. He was a sleeper who was breaking down. Men don't work well. They tend to commit suicide or break down or go crazy or completely break their programming. It's harder to control a man in all the major studies we know about. All these horrible, grisly experiments. The Nazis found similar things out. But they can do better, they say, with adolescents, with children, and especially with women. And so with these primitive techniques that he accentuated and kind of souped up, Dr. Ewing Cameron, he could program someone to do whatever they were told with a new identity and be a completely new person. And we know that happened with McVeigh. We know that happened with Larry Ashbrook. Buford Furrow, again, did live at the Naval Base, the Air Force Base. I'm going from memory here. I'm pulling this up. That did end up coming out in that particular Air Force Base up in Washington State. He did have national security numbers and emails and security codes on him when police got him, because these guys don't operate at 100%. They don't follow orders exactly. They're out of it. We know that Sirhan, with that same primitive program, the woman comes in, the woman in the polka dot dress, this is mainstream news, put it in his, the LAPD wanted to talk to her, they wouldn't let him. The coroner said he was shot 4 times in the back, not from the front. She gives him the amnesiac. He goes into the trance. He's given the code word to go ahead. Again, men with the primitive programming need a drug, generally a Halcyon-type amnesiac, which, by the way, Wired Magazine, in an article titled the hold on. My brain's not as good as it used to be. It used to be totally photographic. It's not anymore. Called the Marshall Plan, went into that and admitted they are drugging and testing mind control drugs on the troops in Afghanistan and Iraq. We know they did that in Vietnam. So there, I just blew 10 minutes on that. But your question and the point you make is a very good one. And the complete sereneness after he did it is what is suspicious, and I appreciate your call. Now, we are seeing mind control-like MO and signatures in women dancing naked on top of their house in front of police. I hate to talk like this, but this was in the case in one in Texas, I remember like 8 years ago, cutting her breast off. And the cops pull up and watch her with pleasure slice her own breast off. Women chopping their baby's arms off. Women driving their babies off cars. And every time another woman does it, other women the same week or month do it, because they're very easily influence. And what are these women all on? What are these mass shooting men all on in every case, everyone I've ever seen? They're on psychotropic serotonin reuptake inhibitors, which are in the hallucinogen class. Don't believe me? Go to Prozac's website, Eli Lilly. Click on the five-page, I looked it up just a week ago, the five-page full drug insert in tiny print. Don't be lazy. Read it for yourself. It says causes psychotic breaks, violence, causes people to go into psychopathic rages, causes people to go into dreamlike sleepwalking states, but it gives the scientific terms for that. Because, yeah, it's in the hallucinogen class. I had a girlfriend who took Prozac, and I remember reading with one day with the bag sitting there on her coffee table, the full insert. And I said, "Hon, have you?" This is back in college. "Have you ever read this?" Because, you know, my dad's a physician, so I grew up wanting to know it was in drugs. And I said, "Look right here. You know, it says it can make you be in a sleepwalk-like state." So that's not my wife, folks. She's never taken Prozac. It was another girlfriend. Before people start a rumor about that. The point is that these women and men go into trance-like states. They're brainwaves. When you're on Prozac or any of the serotonin reuptake inhibitor classes, you are in a dream state. You're in an unconscious state. You are totally open to programming. And that's why you'll see somebody who's on Prozac-type drugs go in and watch a movie about mass shootings, and a week later they're doing it, folks, because they're on the equivalent of LSD. In fact, the brain waves are more intense than LSD. It just doesn't have visual and isn't associated with 100% of the time going into those confused states. People who've used LSD a lot in their life will tell you, "Yeah, the first 50 times I took it, it was great. But that 51st time or that 110th time, you know, I went completely psychopathic." People eat their fingers, jump off of windows, kill their families. They've been testing this on special forces. They've been coming back killing their families. Because it turned out, they claimed it was a squadron of Delta Force came back and killed four of their wives and children. One lady escaped, but four attacked. Three were successful, killing their women at Fort Bragg and their children. And the police would pull up, and you'd have a Delta Force guy. This was in the news, in the North Carolina papers, just screaming uncontrollably, flopping around in so much rage, just like almost having a seizure. And then it leaked out, "Oh, they weren't just on those, that new dangerous drug that makes you get violent for malaria. They were in part of a drugging program for, quote, trauma of troops." No, they had a mind control test done on them. Because these are not weak-minded people that are in the Delta Force. It's more about your mind than not just being able to stay up for 5 days straight and go on 20-mile hikes every day or swim in frozen water. They're testing on you. I mean, I forget, one of Rick Perry's top people came to Endgame, even gave me his card. I lost it. I don't know where it's at. I need to go look at all his personnel's pictures online and then call that guy up. I'd recognize him in a minute. And he's like, "Yeah, I know they test chemicals and biologicals on the troops. I was a medic, 14 years ago or whatever at Fort Sam Houston. And these guys came in, they were vaccinated, and they were all dead 3 days later. Special forces out of Fort Bragg. They murder you." And I know there's special forces listening. And I know there's old special forces listening, and you know about buddies that went off for a test and people died. Your government is psychopathic mad scientists, and you better wake up to that right now. See, this isn't a game to me every day doing this show. I know my life's in danger every single day. There isn't any time to screw around, folks. There isn't any time to play games with each other. There isn't any time, police, to keep being in denial about how serious things are and how they set you up to act like a bunch of thugs and make the people hate you so we're all at each other's throats. They're playing a psyop on all of us, and I don't like it! God, I think about all the stuff they've done. It makes me so angry. I said I'd take a lot of calls. I've taken some. That caller got me off because it was an important subject. Gene in Canada, you're on the air. Come on, Dean. Come on ahead. Oh, okay. Okay. Daniel in Canada. I got them mixed up. Go ahead.
No problem. First of all, I want to say, Alex, I don't want to put you on a pedestal. I know you don't like that, but I heard your first show on Coast to Coast, and at that point, you gave me a challenge. You said, "Don't believe me. Go look it up for yourself." I did. And since then, I've been on the road of research and reading and educating myself and others ever since. I can't tell you the hours I've spent just like you. And what you just spoke about, Dr. Cameron, just everything you said is true. I've looked it up. I've read exactly what you said. The one other point I thought I'd bring up was I believe I read somewhere as well that the day before his study actually started, Canada, as well as other nations, had signed an agreement. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes, they signed an agreement allowing human experimentation.
Yeah, yeah. And the very next day he starts doing this. And, you know, the other thing about what people don't realize is, I mean, we're talking about hundreds of people that were experimented
on. Thousands.
It wasn't just a few, or thousands. Yeah.
Thousands.
I mean, it was unbelievable.
The way the news will report on it is they'll report on 1 year's program that would have several hundred. I've got to go look it back up. But it was over 10,000 total in the three-decade program. He also had programs in the U.S., in D.C., and Maryland. But the big one, I'll have to refresh my memory, but everybody should go look it up. It was in Canada. Stay there. I'm going to come back to you.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots, standing firm for our Constitution, standing firm against the New World Order, hammering the enemies of freedom, exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds. AmericanFreePress, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the Second American Revolution.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info. To learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of July, visit GasFreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit GasFreedom.info. That's GasFreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Yeah, I had one of Rick Perry's senior guys, and I've seen him on television, go, listen, you know, we're not all bad, the governor's office, and I knew the governor was in this film, so I wanted to come see it. Remember that time we had Rick Perry on the show? That was amazing. They're watching us, folks. I had Rick Perry one time. I was eating dinner in a Mexican food restaurant. He came over and put his hands on Raymond Teague's back and leaned over at me and said, I want you guys to have a great Thanksgiving. Looking at me in the eyes, he is something else. He was afraid to come in there. People said, Rick Perry just walked in, looked at you, and walked out, and I saw him walking out. He waits 15 minutes. Security comes in first, and then he comes in and comes over and talks to us. The point is, imagine having one of Rick Perry's, he's the guy that sets all the scheduling. And he said, I could talk about it. I should have tried to get him on the show, but people get emotional after they watch a film like Endgame. He may not even want me to talk about it, but hey, cat's out of the bag. And to say, yeah, I think he said it was three or four Special Forces guys come down. They're sent down there to have a medical vaccine tested on them, and they all die horrible deaths, strapped down. I mean, he just said it was a horrible death. So they just, of course, he wasn't part of that. He was just a medic down there, and then they told him, okay, you know, heavy level decon, I forget the term he used. They sprayed the whole place down, threw away in decon bags all the sheets. The entire place was sprayed down with bleach and disinfectant. They pulled all of the stainless steel bunks out of that medical wing at Fort Sam Houston, drug it out into the sun, and sprayed more bleach on it. I mean, this government will kill you in a minute. And by the way, I don't just need his story. He told me. The film had a bunch of examples of mainstream news where they would march troops in and nerve gas them to death. And so he was going, yeah, yeah, I saw that. The government doesn't like you, police. The government is sickos. Do you understand me? It doesn't have to happen to America. We don't have to have them stage more terror and bring in a police state. It's going to hurt us all. But we're getting real close to it right now. And I'm getting chills right now every time I think about it because I love my family. I love this country. I don't hate you, police. I know your good old boys want to go deer hunting and ride around in your bass boats. I don't hate you. I'm not your enemy. But you make yourself my enemy by the things you do and by the weakness you have, just like the general public, a bunch of jellyfish who live in denial. And that denial is going to wreck us. Daniel in Canada, finish up your story.
I concur with, you know, just what you said, Alex. And just to top it off, I just, you know, people don't, they sit back and they don't take the time to do what, I mean, these things really are happening. You know, if people go and read, go look it up. If you don't think that there's not experiments going on now, you're crazy.
No, it's 100
times
worse.
Never mind what they've done in the past, and it's worse.
No,
it's out there.
I mean, by 100
you know,
times worse.
Just get off their backsides, turn off the damn TV, and start doing something and reading, learning. You know, this isn't a game. You know, I mean, me and my wife, we got jackets. We just recently moved to a new town. In the 2 weeks we've been here, Alex, you wouldn't believe how many times the RCMP have pulled me and my wife over, asked us for ID, give us a hassle, ask us what we're doing. Who the hell's Alex Jones? Where's Prison Planet? What is that? We are change. What change? You know, just, you know.
Yeah, there's secret police who see your bumper stickers or your jackets, and Canada is really bad. England's bad. Where secret police come up and ask you questions because of your political views. What do you? I mean, they know full well who we are. They have LexisNexis. They have Google in their cars. What do you say to the feds?
Oh, what can you do? You show them your ID and you just keep your mouth shut because if you do anything, you know it's going
to
happen.
And they're wanting to intimidate you to keep your mouth shut. Stay there. I want to hear about the town you're in. I want people to call there and tell them leave the citizens alone. Oh, yeah, I can ship my stuff, my videos, into China, anywhere, but you can hardly get them into Canada.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.